This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, folks. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Enterprise BizBytes. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
We're going to be with you for about an hour, giving you some updates and some juicy pieces of news from the last couple of days. And in fact, a piece of news from last week. We'll be starting off with a story about
all of the things about the FMCO or the MCO 3.11 or whatever they're calling it now.
All the rules, yes. And the morning run, actually, they were polling this morning about whether or not you've had enough time to prepare for tomorrow's total lockdown. Mm-hmm. They polled at 53.2% for yes, I am used to it. Some of the rules have changed ever so slightly, but we will be giving you a rundown of the exhaustive list of things that you should know about in advance of tomorrow's lockdown. And then we'll be moving on to a story about whether or not, or if you need a ride to the vaccination centre. We'll be talking a little bit about that, how some companies in collaboration with district officials have started to offer free rides to people in need. And then we'll be wrapping up with a story about, after a crisis, what are an organisation's next steps? We managed to get hold of an expert for that one as well. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a few little voice clips. Anyway, kick us off, Chris, because this could take a while, couldn't it?
Yeah, I'm kind of glad we're doing this for our first story today because we will need both talk sets.
Yes.
So this is a summary that we got from Free Malaysia Today. You can actually go and read it when the podcast is up. We'll link it in the description. But this is a summary of what you need to know about the rules for tomorrow's lockdown that is supposed to last until June 14th, as well as a list of business sectors, whether or not they're opened or closed. So the personal rules. So number one is only two people in the car to purchase essential items for medical trips, two people and the patient are allowed. Only travel within a 10 km radius from your home, except for medical or vaccination trips, but only to the nearest facility. Only leave your house to buy daily essentials, medical supplies, or for other healthcare reasons. There is no official curfew, but you're advised not to go out after 8 p.m. Only a driver and passenger who should sit in the rear seat are allowed in an e-hailing car or taxi, and only jogging and other exercises like that are allowed in open areas around one's housing area with 2 meter distancing from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
I'm glad they clarify the thing about the driver and the passenger in the rear seat for e-hailing as well, because I think there's been a bit of confusion about that already, and there was definitely some confusion about that in the first MCO.
Yes.
Some social activities that are not allowed. Face-to-face meetings are not allowed. Having visitors over except for emergencies or deliveries. Fishing, except for fishermen, is not allowed. Photography activities, video shoots and filming, except for talks or live streamed individually. Live or recorded broadcasting, except in the form of news, forums or talks. Busking, meetings, incentives, conventions and exhibitions. Driving lessons, maritime training institutes and flight lessons. None of those are allowed.
Mm-hmm. And also here are some of the businesses or sectors that have closed as well. So you've got farmers markets, night markets, cyber cafes, lottery outlets, casinos, anything to do with relaxation, ironically. So spas, reflexology, massage parlors, all that jazz. Barbers, hairdressers, furniture shops, car washes, anything to do with apparel, so jewelry, clothing, all that jazz. Stationery and bookshops as well. Vehicle accessory shops, toy or sports equipment shops, florists or nurseries. Kindergartens, except for children whose parents or caretakers are both frontliners or in essential services. Sports and recreational facilities or premises. Cinemas, sadly, are also closed again, as are nightclubs and pubs. Indoor playgrounds, karaoke centres, theme parks, zoos, entertainment centres and nature parks. They're all closed. You're not allowed. They're not allowed to operate. You're not allowed to go to them.
Now, let's have a talk about some of the things that are allowed. For education, students are allowed to sit for international and or professional exams. Students in dorms or campuses are allowed to remain there. Now, business services that are allowed that operate from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. unless stated otherwise are food and beverage, even for animals, medical and healthcare, including vets. So vets are open, just to be clear. Water, energy, security, solid waste and sewage management, land, air and water transport, ports, airports, including management of cargo, communications, including the media, telecommunications, mail and courier services, mm-hmm. banking, insurance, takaful and capital markets, community credit, like pawn shops, e-commerce and information technology, production, storage, supply and distribution of fuel and lubricants, hotels and lodging, only for quarantine purposes, though. Construction, maintenance and critical repair, optimized capacity there. Forestry, limited to the enforcement and wildlife, and logistics for essential services.
Mm-hmm.
I think at this point we should probably take a bit of a breather.
Just a little bit.
Because there's some more things to come in afterwards, some more services that are open 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. unless mm-hmm. it's stated otherwise. Let's have a bit of music. Let's have a little bit of the Buzzcocks with Ever Falling in Love with Someone You Shouldn't here on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Building First World Malaysians. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes, folks. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
We don't have Arvin today. He's off doing his own thing today. He's left us here in the studio to do our own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Selfish of him, right? Anyway, if you'd like to get in touch with us, 018-789-8899. You know, we miss you too. And if you want to get us via Twitter, we're at BFM Radio. You can always do that. Now, we're having a bit of a rundown of some of the SOPs that are in place for tomorrow's FMCO. And we've got through, so far, we've been through some of the personal rules, some of the social activities that are not allowed, what's closed, mm-hmm. What activities you can do. And then we started going through some of the business services that are allowed from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m., unless mm-hmm. otherwise stated.
Yep.
The last one we did was logistics for essential services. Chris?
So now, these are the other things that are also open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., unless otherwise stated. Supermarkets, departmental stores, pharmacies, groceries, stores, sundry shops, limited to essential goods. But this also means don't panic buy. It's all right. They'll
yes.
be open. It'll be fine. You will be able to get your loo roll. It'll be okay.
I saw a whole bunch yesterday. I just walked down the street and there were queues yep. and queues and queues.
It's fine. You can shop. Shopping yeah. is for groceries is allowed. Morning markets will be open, allowed to be open from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Wholesale markets will be open in two shifts, so midnight to 6 a.m., then 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Patrol stations will be open from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., except for those located at highways with tolls. Restaurants are open as well, including food stalls, but of course only open for delivery and takeaway services. Laundromats, including self-service. Pet stores are still open as well. Awesome. Opticians are still open, so you can, you know, see. That's a good time. Hardware shops, vehicle workshops are also open. E-commerce for all product categories is still open, so you can e-shop to your heart's content, and also wholesale and distribution for essential goods and services only.
Now, manufacturing sectors. This, of course, has been broken down into a couple of ways of doing things, some with 60% workforce and some with 10% workforce. The ones with at limited to a 60% workforce are aerospace, including maintenance, repair and overhaul, food and beverage, packaging and printing materials, personal care products and cleaning supplies, healthcare and medical care, including dietary supplements, personal protective equipment, of course, PPE, including rubber gloves and fire safety equipment, medical equipment components, electrical and electronics, oil and gas, including petrochemical and petrochemical products, chemical products, machinery and equipment, textiles for manufacturing of PPE only, production, distillation, storage, supply and distribution of fuels and lubricants.
Mm-hmm. But there's also some manufacturing sectors that are only allowed a 10% workforce. This includes the automotive sector, so vehicles and components, iron and steel, cement, glass and ceramics. House repairs and critical construction work is also allowed. Repairs to private residences and other maintenance and repair work are regarded as critical services that are allowed during the lockdown as well. And all other construction work except those on the critical list must stop. Repairs and maintenance include work on slopes, road and bridge repairs and maintenance, traffic light management control, inspections and repairs of lifts, travelators, escalators and other critical mechanical and electrical equipment.
Remember, if you need to travel around and you will need letters from your employer, I think from MITI as well, to be able to get through those roadblocks.
Yes.
Also, you are limited to a 10-kilometre radius of travel, unless, of course, it's for emergency services or visiting to get your vaccination done. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, as you can see, there's an exhaustive list of things. There's an exhaustive list of SOPs. If you want to check up on anything and you want to keep a check on that list, head over to freemalaysiatoday.com, amongst others, which have an exhaustive list for you to check through.
Yep.
All right, we should probably take another break then.
Yeah.
Let's do that. We're going to play some music, though, in a minute. We've got New Order coming up. But, Chris, is there anything on this list that, you know, surprised you of what's open or what's not open?
Not really, but I think what is nice about... I say nice. There's not really a lot of things that are nice about going back into a lockdown. But it's sort of nice that they are now going out of their way to clarify a lot of these things. Because I think with the first lockdown that was in March 2020, there were so many of these services that people were asking questions about, right? There were so many people... opticians, I remember, were a huge point of debate where people were like, are we allowed to go get our eyes checked or what? Mm-hmm. stuff like that. So I like that they're, you know, they're now taking the time to actually clarify that all these sectors are closed or open or whatever. I think with the morning markets and wholesale markets and stuff, that's always going to be a point for me personally where I hope that the enforcement of, you know, the SOPs are good. Because I've seen in supermarkets, generally speaking, now they seem to have gotten, you know, people seem to follow the rules relatively all right. Mm. But those crowded outside markets make me uncomfortable.
I noticed that dentists didn't seem to be on that list.
No, they're not. But I think they fall under healthcare. So
I'm guessing they do, actually. Yeah.
So I think if you want to go get your teeth fixed, it should be fine.
If you get toothache or anything like that.
Yeah.
I am glad, though, that DIY stores and that kind of stuff is still open because I remember during the last lockdown, this is the thing. Things breaking in the house and then not being able to buy the piece that you need to fix the thing in the house was so frustrating.
And also that house repairs are allowed too.
Right, right. You know, it was a case of having to call somebody over and you didn't know if they could come over. And then when they did, it was a whole palaver. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but that's the list, folks. As we mentioned, if you want to check out those SOPs, there's a whole bunch of places to do it. We got it from Free Malaysia Today. Yep. There are others out there, of course. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we might have an update from Bursa at break, of course. Music first to take us into the break. It's New Order with Regret here in BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.